One of the events here at Slow Food Nation is what photographers Faith D'Aluzio and Peter Menzel call a culinary atlas of the planet at a time of extraordinary change. The couple traveled to 24 countries and visited 30 families to document exactly what these families ate. Each family posed around a week's worth of food. The photos are on exhibit here at the World Affairs Council. Many are also in a book called Hungry Planet, What the World Eats. At a showing of the photos, I ask photographer Faith D'Aluzio, what inspired the project?
We were traveling in the Azmat, which is the western side of Papua New Guinea. It's called was called Irianjaya at the time, now it's called Papua. And we were walking along and suddenly we came upon this man and his two sons. And the sons had the little packaged noodles, you know, you throw in boiling water with the little flavor packet. And we watched as one little boy, you know, they ripped it open, one little boy ate the noodles and the other ate the dry flavor packet. And these are people who are incredibly, incredibly nutrient deficient. They just, you know, they get a little bit of fish, but they're hunter-gatherers. They have very, very little to eat. And that was the impetus for all of our work looking at food.
The photos of these international families D'Aluzio and Menzel gathered after that moment are sometimes shocking. An audience here gasped at a close-up of a little Mexican boy's teeth, whittled thin by sugary drinks and snacks. There's a Kuwaiti family standing behind a row of bunches of carrots, onions, and milk, with Kellogg's cornflakes in the backdrop and Kraft brand cheddar cheese in the front. A North Carolina family was so surprised after seeing themselves with two large pizzas, several bags of chips, a spread of fast food, and no fresh vegetables in sight that they joined a gym. The photographers say they've seen the effects highly processed foods and industrial agriculture have on not just the individuals, but on the environment.
Everywhere we travel, what we see more and more is that farmland is disappearing. You know, you've got desertification happening in a lot of places where it just never happened before. And what we see, though, is in the developing world, more and more places, they're turning away from farming and they're turning away from the things that actually that are good for the earth and replacing it with storefronts and things that they're shipping in foods and things from the global marketplace. And of course, that means more transportation, more fuel. That worries us.
The Hungry Planet photos are also available in a children's book and online. For more information, go to AlleghenyFront.org. Up next, it's music from the Melissai Ensemble, Bulgarian and Greek Ritual Dancers.